This episode is brought to you by Roster Up Media, your home for tangible insights on the NFL and fantasy football. Head to rosterupmedia.com for more. If you love football, you'll love Roster Up.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Jet Up Podcast brought to you by Roster Up Media. I'm your host, James, and today I'm joined by my other brother, who has not been on this show in a long time, Robert McWilliams. Robert, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing all right. I told Cody, those of you that don't know me, I am a co-host on the Around the League podcast for Roster Up. So I told Cody, my podcast co-host, that I just needed to hop on Jet Up because I had some stuff to say, and I don't have enough time to say it on our Around the League podcast because we cover every team. So I used the Roster Up Media outlet, Jet Up, to just go off, and we will do that here in a few minutes. But it's good to have a little change of pace, focus on one team as opposed to the rest. We're recording our other podcast later today, so check that out. But for now, good to be here with Jet Up.
Yeah, welcome, Rob. I mean, you know, it's tough for me to think about what it would be like to not just talk Jets. But obviously other things going around the league, and that's why we named that podcast Around the League. So yeah, go check out Rob and Cody's podcast after this episode, if you guys get a chance to hear about the rest of the league. But today we're talking Jets. Glad to have you here, Robert. Obviously you're on the show because you are also a diehard Jets fan. Along with me, and we watched this game together on Sunday, and obviously some issues there. But before we jump into that, we're going to talk a lot about it. Remember to go and subscribe to this podcast if you like this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you guys listen. Give us a rating, give us a review if you can. It really helps us out. And then we're on YouTube now as well, so I'll have this episode where you can see Rob and I in a video on YouTube as well at the Roster Up Media YouTube channel. And if you're watching there, welcome and subscribe to this channel as well. And you'll get the latest videos from Jet Up and other shows like Around the League. All right, let's jump in. So obviously, you know, this Patriots loss was extremely disappointing. You know, after the last episode, what I was saying on the last episode and the episode before was, to me, this Patriots game was the game that was going to tell us who Zach Wilson was, because Zach Wilson struggled mightily against the Patriots the last time we played them, but was kind of muddied by having a decent day in the stats department. In that game, he had over 350 yards, two touchdowns. Obviously, he had three ugly picks in the game. Overall, people could tell he had not played well, but it was kind of like, oh, well, at least he had the stats. In this game, the Jets finished with 77 yards passing, which in today's NFL obviously is extremely horrible. And it's like watching a car crash in slow motion. Extremely disappointing to see. And the run game had 59 total yards. And I said, the run game's going to have to get going. Obviously that didn't happen. But you know, this was a joke of all jokes. And before we talk about Zach, though, I just want to talk quickly about the positives so we can get those out of the way, because to be honest with you, there were not a lot of them. But ultimately, the New York Jets defense continues to show up. They are a Super Bowl caliber defense playing at an elite level every week. They had six sacks in this one again. Quinnen Williams getting his eighth sack on the year, a career high for him. That guy's having an all-pro type season. He's going to get paid, ladies and gentlemen. And then you have Bryce Huff, who just continues to make great plays every game, had another sack. Clemens had a sack. Really cool to see him start getting back there. He's been more productive in his rookie year than pretty much any other mid to late round rookie rusher that we've had over the past decade plus. So he's showing he can be competent, even though he was a mid to late round pick. Carl Lawson continues to live up to the hype and gets another sack in this one, making his total five on the season. Quincy Williams even got in the backfield for a sack, and John Franklin Myers had a really good game, actually, on the defensive line with a sack as well. So with that, that is the end of my positives. So there were not much more. Obviously, the secondary held up well. The Jets defense only gave up 3 points in this game. but they were completely let down by their quarterback and that offense. And as I said, someone said on Twitter, you cannot blame the offense. You can only blame Zach Wilson. So without further ado, let's talk about Zach Wilson. He was 9 for 22, 77 yards, 0 touchdowns. In the second half, he led the offense to a grand total of 2 yards, not points, which would still be bad, but yards, 2 yards in the second half. I believe it was negative 21 passing yards in the second half. He threw the ball in the dirt constantly all game. Obviously did not take any accountability post game. Blames Garrett Wilson and Mims for not getting more open. Not true. And it was just, it was a mess. He came across as entitled. I'm labeling him at this point as a bust. Writing's on the wall, clear as day. To me, not an NFL quarterback. Robert, let's hear it, man. You got a rant now.
Well, let me start by saying this. I had a whole argument this morning with my buddies that are Giants fans, and I was making the case for the Jets, why the Jets are better than the Giants. And it just comes to a standstill once you get to the quarterback. And I think the Jets are a better rounded team. But then when you get to Daniel Jones versus Zach Wilson, it's like so clear that Zach Wilson is not even close to as good as a quarterback that we don't even consider like a top 15 quarterback. So when you look at that versus you look at the rest of the team, like you said, defense played absolutely incredible. They've been so good the whole year. I mean, there's so many bright spots on that defense that you can't help but look at this offense and be like, if we had a mediocre to average quarterback, we would be super, I don't even want to say this, like we would be Super Bowl contenders, or we'd be at least considered like playoff, deep playoff run contenders just because of how good the rest of this team is. But it's so hard to watch. I mean, me and you watched the game together the other day. We saw it every single drive. I mean, you saw the stats after the game. Zach Wilson, 9 completions versus the team had 10 punts. Like, can't buy a first down. It was just so hard to watch. And then the defense on the other end just play their heart out, get 3 and outs, get stops, get turnovers. Like, everything that they needed to do to perform, they did. But we just can't get any offense going. We're starting to understand why Elijah Moore is so upset, why he's so frustrated, because we're seeing Garrett Wilson, who has been very involved in the offense, is now frustrated. Denzel Mims has shown good signs. I mean, there was multiple plays that analysts did after the game, breakdowns of, these guys are getting wide open and Zach is just totally missing them. And I mean, just go hashtag Jets on Twitter and you'll see so many of these videos, so many of these posts. It's just constantly disappointment. But to get back to my first point, we were talking this morning about Giants versus Jets, and the guys came back with a stat. They're like, you guys averaged, so 2 yards in the second half, right? That's 2.77 inches per play we had in the second half.
Oh, dear. Do you realize,
like, that is the worst stat of all time. Like, inches. We're talking about inches. Like, that. I don't even want to go further into that. But, I mean, like you can tell, like I'm frustrated. I'm at a loss for words. When we drafted Zach Wilson a couple years ago, I mean, me and you had our thoughts, which they weren't very positive, and they haven't really been positive ever since. And now we're seeing a guy like Justin Fields, who hasn't been great, but he's playing out of his mind right now. And that should have been our quarterback. Like, whether he thrived with us or not, like, we wanted him early. He was the number two ranked player out of high school behind Trevor Lawrence. He was always one behind Trevor Lawrence. So number two out of high school, number two out of college. Zach Wilson has a nice looking pro day and a good senior year against subpar competition at BYU. And he jumps the boards. I mean, we can't keep doing this where every year we look at these guys that could be the next Aaron Rodgers because they have a great arm. And Aaron Rodgers went to Cal and he didn't go to Alabama or Ohio State. And we take them because we're just taking a shot on these guys. And because Sim said that Zach Wilson was good, or Aaron Rodgers thinks that he's going to be good for the future. Like, we can't go off of that anymore. We have to go off what we're actually seeing week in and week out in college. And I think we'll get to this point, but like, I'm kind of tired of drafting quarterbacks. I want a veteran because this team is obviously win now mentality, where we didn't think that would be the case this year. Really young team, We thought it was starting to be like the up and up of the rebuild, but they're ready to win. Like, we're 6-4. We should have beat the Patriots both times. Should be 8-2. We probably would be 8-2 with a guy like Derek Carr or a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, heck, if you can, which it's going to be extremely difficult, but like, if you can get Lamar Jackson on this team, that would be insane. But I don't think that's going to happen. But even a guy like Jimmy G or Derek Carr is capable of bringing this team into the playoffs and making a run. And that's all we want to see, because we haven't seen it for 10 years.
Wow. Wow. A lot of thoughts. I don't know where to go. I like a lot of what you're saying. I think for me, there's so many thoughts there that are relevant and true. And yeah, I want to start with the college stuff. So obviously, you know, let's go timeline wise. When we were watching Zach, you know, and watching that draft process, and everybody was enamored by these throws, and you know, I was like, wow, that was a great throw. You know, when he made that they're playing on air. I mean, I played high school quarterback. I'm not in the NFL. I can throw a ball 60 yards in the air, and that doesn't make me an NFL quarterback. Okay. Like, my point is, it doesn't make me good enough to play in a league like this. There's so much more to playing this position than how good your arm is. And to be honest with you, Zach's arm has not even been good in the NFL. So the thing that we all were excited about with him, the thing that, you know, he could throw off platform and make these crazy good throws. He's horrible outside the pocket. He's horrible on deep balls. He doesn't even throw the ball when he sees guys open deep, or doesn't see them apparently. Just doesn't throw it. Throws the ball in the dirt every single game, multiple times. It's supposed to be what his strength is. And I was listening to some commentary on it today, and his feet are out of whack. He's not, his mechanics are horrible. He doesn't step up in the pocket. I mean, literally everything that you would want your quarterback to be able to do, he doesn't do well. And then on top of that, is immature and doesn't communicate after a game that this was somewhat on him. The accountability wasn't there. The maturity is not there. There was a tweet that I, quoted on Facebook that said, you know, from 2020, that said Zach Wilson has character concerns. This is from Grant Cohn. It says Zach Wilson has character concerns, a rich kid who's an entitled brat. Uncle owns JetBlue. Parents are a pain, not a leader, selfish, and he's a know-it-all. And I said, you know what? This aged pretty well. And that's unfortunate, because I think for me, not excited about the Zach Wilson pick a couple years ago, I was like, still, I want to be rooting for this guy. He's on the Jets now. He's the Jets quarterback. I want him to do well. I don't want to go through a period of time where we have to find another quarterback. But we are here. We have reached that point. Zach Wilson is not the future. For the first time, Robert Saleh in his press conference yesterday said, I'm considering all options, including a quarterback. We could see Mike White Sunday. We could see Zach with a short leash. I think it's time to just cut the cord on Zach and move on. He's shown almost nothing in 2 years. Sam Darnold had a much better 2 years with the Jets than Zach Wilson has, with a much worse cast when Sam was here compared to what Zach has available to him. I don't want to hear any more excuses. There are none left. He's just playing horrible football. So obviously it's hard to watch a guy like Justin Fields play good football now, because you go, that's the guy that I wanted. Now it doesn't matter now. I can't do anything about that, but it just hurts, because I'm like, clearly he was playing against better competition and playing better football. I watched every single snap of both Justin Fields and Zach Wilson before that draft, and left that extended film session where I clearly had too much time on my hands, and said, Zach Wilson doesn't look nearly as good as Justin Fields in these games. And I'm talking about completions and incompletions, because everyone loved the highlights, and the highlights always look good. So, you know, you have to look at more than that. Clearly the talent evaluators failed on this one. Joe Douglas is not 100% to blame for this, but he is the guy that has to take responsibility for this. However, like you said, he's built a great roster outside of Zach. And that's what gives me hope, is okay, now we're not 22 pieces away. We're one piece away. The Jets have a good, an incredible defense. They have a great offense. I even think the play calling is good. It's just one player who can't execute at the most important position. He touches the ball every play, and every single play is pretty much a negative one. So I think for us, it's let's go find that guy in the offseason. I agree with you. I think a veteran is the way to go at this point. I'm done with these young guys. Let's wait 2-3 years for them to get good, and not really know if they're going to be good. because, like you said, the Jets rebuild has happened this time around quicker than we expected. They're playing competitive football. They should be 8-2. You know, everyone's like, oh, relax, we're still 6-4. You know, it's going to be 6-5 and 6-6 soon if we don't fix this. So I think we just need to admit some mistakes here. Say Zach Wilson is not the guy. Let's move forward. Let's go win football games, because ultimately Rob Saleh, Joe Douglas, that's what they're going to be held to, is how many football games did you win and how successful were you when you finally got to the playoffs, which is going to happen based on the way this roster looks right now. However, this is not going to be forever. We can't have all these talented guys on our roster once there come time for a big contract. Someone like Quinnen Williams is on a rookie contract right now. Yeah. He's going to have a big payday soon. And then you're going to have other guys come around like that. So, you know, if we go and we think it's time to compete, we got to go quickly. We got to go get that quarterback. I mean, the Super Bowl window when you have an elite defense like this is small. So I think for me, it's how quickly can we do this? Cody, on your Around the League podcast was saying, unfortunately, defensive regression seems to happen, going into the following season. So we can't expect our defense to always be playing at this level. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts there. Obviously, like you said, Elijah Moore, I tweeted, it's kind of a different quote than what is from the actual movie. I changed it. I said, you either die a villain or you live long enough to see yourself become the hero, which is it's the opposite in the movie, The Dark Knight. And basically what I'm saying here is Elijah Moore, everyone hated him a few weeks ago. And now everyone's like, oh, we get it now, because this was the guy that was, you know, under center. And so I'm obviously upset about this, and, you know, it's hurting for me what could be a great season.
Yeah, I can't look at Zach Wilson anymore, and I just don't understand the credit that people still give him. Like, you can't do it anymore. I mean, we've seen it in our Jets group chat. I've seen my friends, like, still holding on to Zach Wilson, and I'm like, you can't do this anymore. He is clearly the reason that we're struggling. It was the question earlier this year, and now it's obviously the question right now. And I don't think it's a question anymore. Like, the crowd that says, like, oh, we're 5-2 with Zach when he's starting. Like, no, we're not 5-2 because of Zach. We were 4-0 because of Breece Hall and Michael Carter and the defense. And now Breece Hall is out, so we're struggling a little bit to move the ball. And we're seeing without Superman running the ball, like, the guy who's throwing the ball can't throw the ball. I mean, how many times did he overthrow or underthrow people this past weekend? In a game that we absolutely should have won, you cannot expect to win a game scoring 3 points. You just can't. Like, this is an offensive league at this point. The fact that the Jets were able to hold them to 3 points, I don't even count the kick return as points. Like, that was just whatever. But you can't expect the defense to hold a team to 3 points and you just come out and lay an egg. Like, we did nothing. There was no big offensive plays, no good movement. Like, it was just stagnant the whole entire game. And it's just brutal. Like, I can't listen to the crowd anymore that's like, come on, like, this is our franchise quarterback. Like, give him another chance. How many chances can you give to a guy that is struggling constantly on a team that is ready to win? On a team that has already won. Like, like you said this past week, if we won that game, we're first in the AFC East. We lose that game, we're last in the AFC East. And that's where we are. That's because we put 3 points up. Like, we put no fight on offense. And I don't even blame anyone else outside of Zach on offense. And the fact that he went to the podium after the game and was like, nah, it wasn't my fault. Like, regardless of whether you had a good game or bad game, like, you still need to take accountability as the quarterback. And you keep seeing people say it about Josh Allen the week before when the Jets beat the Bills. Josh Allen took accountability. He said, this game's my fault, even though he threw for like 250 yards and rushed for 2 touchdowns. Like, Zach didn't even throw for 100 yards this week, and he still said, no, it's not my fault. So that's serious character issue. The fact that he hasn't really come out and said, like, an apology or said, like, you know, it is my fault. Like, I take that one on the chin. Like, we're going to get better. Because he has had good answers the whole year in all of his interviews. He's been like, yeah, like, we just got to get back to drawing board. We got to get better. I got to be better. But this week, it was like, it seemed like once his teammates that have had his back to this point got on him a little bit, we're like, you got to be better. We need to score more than 3 points. He was like, you know what? Screw you. Screw these guys. Like, it's not my fault. You guys need to be better too. Which, everyone needs to be better. But the guy who's the quarterback is supposed to be an extension of the head coach. and you need to take accountability, regardless of how well you played, how bad you played. If you lose by one touchdown, you get blown out, the quarterback has to take accountability. And you saw Saleh's frustration, said the offense was absolutely brutal, and he's absolutely right.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I think the extension of the head coach is a good way to think about it. You're the, you know, field general when you're out there, and you're the guy that has to get on the podium at the end of a game and explain why you won or lost a game. And so I think at that point, you know, you're in the New York media, you can't go up there and not take accountability for such an abysmal offensive performance where you are the leader on that side of the ball. So, you know, it was a joke, to be honest with you. It showed his immaturity. It showed that when, yeah, like you said, when guys like Garrett Wilson were getting in his face and say, you know, challenging him to be better, instead of saying, you're right, I got to be better, you know, he just threw Garrett under the bus, who's been incredible this year as a rookie, and guys like Mims, who, you know, are showing steady improvement, you know. So it's, you know, that to me shows no leadership skills. He's selfish. He only cares about himself and his image, and, you know, clearly it's being tarnished and he doesn't know how to handle it. It doesn't seem like he's faced much adversity in his life. And clearly that's showing on the stand. So I just don't think it's salvageable at this point. You know, he hasn't come out and said anything, and I just don't see it changing. So, you know, for me, I would move on. It seems like we don't know yet. We'll probably find out at some point this week if they're going to put him out there and see, you know, give him a short leash. What do you think is going to happen this week? Do you think they're going to go with him to start? Or do you think they're going to announce Mike White as a starter?
Well, really quick, regardless of adversity, a quarterback has to take accountability. Like, regardless of how you grew up, what you were surrounded by, you were surrounded by money, you were surrounded by a difficult situation, whatever it is, whatever spectrum, side of the spectrum you come out of, that is part of the job description when you sign up to be a quarterback. And I didn't play quarterback, but as an athlete, I know, like, I was a captain of the team I was on in college when I played basketball. I knew that I had to take accountability for when things were not going right. I was the quote unquote quarterback of our team along with the other captains, right? So I was an extension of the coach. So when we struggled, I took accountability. You were a quarterback. You knew the same thing. When you struggled, you took accountability. Like, that's the first thing you have to do, especially when a team is ready to win. Like, you cannot have these locker room issues when a team's ready to win. Yeah, you lost a tough game you should have won 2 times to the Patriots. So what? Put it on the back burner. Take accountability regardless of your situation. You just have to know those things. So that's the last thing I'll say about him. What do I think is going to happen this week? What do I want to happen? I do want a different quarterback this week. I'm just tired of rolling in the same crappy offense. I mean, Michael Carter and I guess James Robinson really didn't get much work. They're trying, but like it's you can't move the ball when the other team just stacks the box and just challenges your quarterback to throw the ball. Like, Belichick knows, he's kind of like agreeing with what we're saying by his defensive scheme. So he's saying, let's stack the box. Let's put pressure on the quarterback, but like, we're going to make him beat us by his throwing power and his throwing accuracy. And there's clearly not much of it from what we've seen. I mean, Zach has yet to throw 10 touchdowns in a season in 2 years. Like, last year was 9, this year it's 4. He's has more interceptions than touchdowns in both seasons. His passer rating is like in the 70s. Like, it's just not good. Everything is not good when you look at this guy's numbers.
And his completion percentage is like in the 50s, 55. Both years. Yeah,
it's exact same, 55.6. I just, like, I'm tired of being like, well, he's young, like, give him some time to turn around. There's no more time because.
Oh, and then the last thing I'll say is the wind comment. So this is another one where he's like, oh, the wind, it was very windy out there. And I'm like, okay, let's look across the other side of the ball. Mac Jones played in the same game. He was 23 for 27 for 246 yards. And I don't think Mac Jones is very good.
No,
You know, Zach looking for every excuse in the book other than, you know, taking accountability.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like you said, Mac Jones is not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Aaron Rodgers, whoever you want to make him out to be. And he still was good enough. Like, if we had Mac Jones last week, if the quarterbacks flipped, I think we win that game by 2 scores just based on stats alone. I always say it, like, you see it, you saw it with Darnold, Now you're seeing it with Zach Wilson, and Darnold was twice as good as Zach Wilson has been through 20 games of his career. But franchise quarterbacks don't show flashes. They show consistency. And that's one thing I say on our podcast, the Around the League podcast, always. Consistency, consistency, consistency. That's the formula for a winning team, and in this case, for a player that can help a team become great. Consistency is key. You cannot show flashes as a franchise quarterback, and that's why these guys, the top 10, whatever, in the league, top 10 quarterbacks, are so consistent year in and year out. They're playoff teams year in and year out, or they're at least competitive. We're not that team solely because of the guy throwing the ball. And that's the last thing I'll say about it. This week, I'd prefer to have Mike White or Flacco play just so we can see some movement. We can at least force the other team to scheme a little bit differently, and then see what happens with our defense, because I think our defense will dominate against the Bears, especially if Justin Fields doesn't play. So give the team a chance by putting a guy at the helm that can actually move the ball. That's what I would prefer.
Yep, I agree. I think for me, it's let's get a guy out there who just will throw the ball to his guys. Zach just holds the ball the whole game. Let's get a guy that'll just dump it off. At least put the ball on the hands of your open receivers, who are open, by the way. In case you're wondering, Zach Wilson, they are open. So just get it to them. Get it to them. You don't have to do anything crazy. And I think that's what this offense has been trying to do, is make it as simple as possible for Zach, where it's not asking much of him other than to get the ball to your open receivers who are running simple routes and getting separation, and he's just not able to get them the ball. I don't know why he can't see them, but they are open. So we just need to get a guy in there who will find them. The defense will hold up. Let's score a couple touchdowns, and we'll win the game. We don't have to score 30 points. So I think that's how we'll wrap up our first segment here, talking about last week and some of the struggles with Zach, or I should say a ton of the struggles with Zach. I think his time is done. I think the honeymoon's over, and it's clear that we're finally evaluating him like we should have been for a little bit. But it's good to see Rob Saleh take that helm. I was a little worried he was going to be loyal to a fault. It seems like he is finally being a head coach and saying, my job is about winning. And then the last thing I'll say is I'm done with these Chris Sims takes. This guy is trying to defend his worst take of his career, that Zach Wilson is elite and better than guys like Trevor Lawrence, et cetera. And he's just not. Chris Sims, give it up, my man. I don't care if you played NFL quarterback. You're not playing it now. You're now in a position where you have to evaluate. Stop doubling down on stupid takes. With that, I will end segment one, and we will just jump into our Bears preview. So the Jets are 6-4. We talked about it. We face the 3-8 Bears. So clearly not a huge mound to climb here. It sounds like Justin Fields is not going to play or may not play. He's got an injury. And so there is basically no excuse for us to lose this game. So I think, for me, it's just going to be about scoring, like I said, a little bit. Just let's get a different product out there. Let's move the ball a little bit with a guy like Mike White or Joe Flacco. I don't think it'll be Joe Flacco, but a guy like Mike White. Just get out there and make a play, score a few touchdowns. It doesn't have to be a 30-point game, like I mentioned. Jets are 5.5-point favorites. I think they'll win this game. I really do. Just like they should have won the last couple, against the Patriots. But we cannot lose this game. And that's what I'll say, is we absolutely cannot lose this football game. The season pretty much is over if we don't win this game, because the path to getting the wild card spot becomes extremely hard if we don't win this game, especially because the Bears are one of our lightest teams left on the schedule. The schedule loosens up a little bit for us, but, losing to the Bears is going to put us in a serious hole. Being last in our division now, it's going to be about getting the wild card, because I think the Bills, the Dolphins, they're hot. They're going to get hot. The Bills obviously have been struggling, but they're going to find it. They're going to figure it out. The Patriots, they beat us twice. Can't really bash them. I don't think it's really them that beat us. We beat ourselves, but we lost the games. So those are losses. The Patriots are right now better than the Jets in the standings. So we cannot lose this game. The season pretty much hinges on it. And at this point in the year, we are gunning for the playoffs. It is not about next year. It's about this year. We can talk about the quarterback situation in the offseason and you know how we're going to fix that to make us a real contender for a Super Bowl ring. But for this year, it's get to the playoffs. Let's get to the playoffs. Let's end that drought. And it starts this Sunday against the Bears, especially if Justin Fields is out. So I don't see our defense struggling in this game at all. I do see an opportunity for our offense to start rolling a little bit with a new quarterback under center. And for me, the keys to success this week are keep Zach as far away from the field as possible. and just as you guys have heard in the first segment, we are not looking to have him out there again. And defense, continue to ball out. I think some takeaways are going to happen this weekend. We didn't get any interceptions last weekend. Patriots are a little conservative with how they throw the football. I think this week we're going to see some takeaways. I think the sacks will keep racking up. So I expect the defense to have another elite performance. If you're playing that defense in fantasy, start the Jets D 100%. This is going to be a good game for them. So my score prediction for this game is 21-7 Jets. I don't think the Bears are going to score much. And I think the Jets are going to get rolling on the ground and start to, make some progress in the passing game with a different guy under center. If Zach does get trotted out there and struggles to get downfield in the first quarter, I think that that's all they're going to give him. I don't think it's going to be much more than that. I think that this is going to be a game where he's going to have a short leash if he's in or is not going to start. I think Rob Saleh needs to send a message that no one's untouchable, that it's time for this team to look at themselves as true contenders, and that means evaluating every position, regardless of draft pedigree and how much you may or may not have invested in the player. I mean, kudos to the Giants for benching their $70 million wide receiver, Kenny Galladay. No partiality over there. They're like, putting the best guys out there. I don't care how much you're making. So for me, you know, that's what we have to do with someone like Zach is he's not performing. I don't care. We took him number two overall. We want to win football games. So we're going to mix it up. We're going to do what we have to do to get this offense rolling. People have been calling for Mike LaFleur's head. I think it's just misplaced. He's been getting guys open every game with his scheme. It's not on him at this point in time. If we see, you know, another quarterback in there and, you know, they can't move the ball either, I think it's you can start to question Mike LaFleur. But for now, what I'm seeing is open receivers and Zach just not seeing them. So I would not put the blame on him. The airwaves are quiet on Jeff Ulbrich. I want to give kudos to him. It's been an entire season, or an entire year where, you know, in the beginning he was taking a ton of heat. People wanted him fired, and now no one even speaks his name. So the guy has developed an elite defense at this point in the year. So kudos to him. He's doing an excellent job. And this snafu with the special teams unit this past week, I think is just one instance of sort of finally breaking after holding back the Patriots that entire game from scoring one fluke play. You know, Justin Hardy, one of the best leaders on this team, was saying how he just felt like he let everybody down. He's a true leader, showing what a true leader says after they make a mistake by owning it. And for me, Justin Hardy, no one's blaming you, my man. You are killing it. You are playing at a high level. You're a great captain on this team. We love you as a leader. Please teach Zach how to lead like you because he doesn't have that in his body right now. I'm excited for this group. I think we're going to win this game on Sunday. It's a W in my book unless we just don't make adjustments with Zach. So let's go get this one. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Appreciate you guys again. We'll be back hopefully next week with another one to recap what we believe will be a win. Have a happy Thanksgiving. That is this Thursday. Enjoy family and football and just being thankful for everything you guys got out there. I know I am. My son is turning one. I'm excited for that. So it's been a great year and looking forward to Jets football on Sunday and some turkey and relaxation. Enjoy it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next time. Remember to like, subscribe, share this podcast if you enjoyed it. All gas, no break. Let's go, Jets. Jet up. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Jet Up. Remember to go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Twitter at JetUpPod. This episode is brought to you by Roster Up Media, where football meets data. Head to rosterupmedia.com for more great NFL content.